USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic Senator Kristen Sinema's office is responding to her censure by the Arizona Democratic Party as Saturday's censure vote came after Sinema voted in favor of keeping the Senate filibuster in place, which effectively killed passage of two major voting rights bills. Arizona spokeswoman Hannah Hurley saying in a statement, Sinema, quote, promised Arizonians she would be an independent voice for the state and not for either political party. The Prime Minister of New Zealand now canceling her wedding because of the Omicron outbreak. Jacinda Ardern was planning to marry her longtime partner Clark Gayford sometime during the Southern Hemisphere summer. The Prime Minister now says that her wedding has been called off as her country struggles with that outbreak. An Oklahoma lawmaker filing a bill that would make the Bible Oklahoma's official state book. And this is USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gun violence on an upswing in New York City again lately, and the new city mayor, Eric Adams, held a roundtable yesterday to address the problem, commemorating those who work in law enforcement for all of the crime they've stopped simply by being on the job in the city.
You looking at the shooting that happened, look at the ones that did not happen.
That's right.
Because you were there.
That's right.
You know, so we talk about how many runs a batter knock in, we don't say how many runs are saved by the shortstop, you know. And so I know that, you know, you're stopping a whole lot of beefs and battles and retaliatory shootings. I'm aware of that. Don't listen to the noise. Let's stay focused and not get distracted.
A snake wrangler had to be called in to remove dozens of snakes from a home in Maryland where a man was found dead a few days ago. The count currently standing at 124 snakes removed, and they're still looking for more. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
There's an update in the case of Gabby Petito, who was found dead in September in a national park in Wyoming. The FBI office in Denver said a notebook found near the remains of Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, shows an admission by Laundrie that he was responsible for her death. Her body was found by searchers at a park in Wyoming. Laundrie immediately became the prime suspect. His body was found in October, and authorities say he killed himself. The FBI also said Laundrie sent text messages from her cell phone after she died to make it seem as if she was still alive. A brush fire called the Colorado Fire has burned about 1,500 acres near Big Sur in California. This has forced many in several California cities to evacuate. Highway 1 was closed in both directions near the entrance to Andrew Malera State Park in Big Sur to Rio Road in Carmel. Gusty winds were blowing about 35 miles per hour in the area at the start of the fire. The fire has continued to burn and spread as humidity levels stayed in the teens, but the National Weather Service of the Bay Area noted that the heat signature on satellite was decreasing. High wind warnings and wind advisories remain in effect from the Sierra Nevadas into Southern California on Saturday, with winds expected to ease by Sunday across the region. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.